penalty for sin. That Jesus Christ came into the world for that very purpose, to put away sin. That he was manifested to take away the sin of this world. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Why, the prophet says, as he looks forward to that time, out of love to my soul, he hath taken all my sin. I like that word, all, not a part of them. If I had committed 100 sins and God only had forgiven me 99, I would be just as bad off as if he had not forgiven me any. I've got to have all sin put away before I can have peace and rest. Out of love to my soul, he hath taken all my sins and cast them behind his back. Not behind my back. Satan would get at them if they were there and bring them before me and torment me with them. But the prophet says, out of love to my soul, he hath taken all my sins and cast them behind his back. How is the devil to get at them? He's got to get behind the Almighty's back before he can get at them. They will not trouble me if he has put them out of the way. That is good news, isn't it? That is what the gospel tells me, that he has put away sin. Another Bible illustration is that he has blotted them out as a cloud. Now, last night, there were a great many clouds. You couldn't see a star some of the time. But if you look around this afternoon, you cannot see a cloud. Can you tell me what has become of those clouds? Can any of your modern philosophers tell me where those clouds are? What has become of them? They're gone. You cannot find them. But the gospel tells me if I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, he will blot my sins as a thick cloud. That is good news, isn't it? But better still, we read over here in Ezekiel that not one of them shall be mentioned. They are gone for times and for eternity. When God forgives, it is thorough work. We talk about one forgiving, but we very often say, well, I'll forgive you, but I won't forget it. I want you to remember that I will forgive you, but I won't forget it. I will remember that against you after all. That's not the way the Lord forgives. He says, when I forgive, I will not remember. To me, that is one of the sweetest thoughts in the Bible. If the blood of Jesus Christ has atoned for my sins, they are covered for time and eternity. They are blotted out for time and for eternity. Not one of them shall be mentioned. Is not that good news, to get sin out of the way? Another Bible expression is, I will remove them as far as the east is from the west. I don't know how far that is. Can't find out. Just as far as you can get them. Another Bible expression is, he will cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. A minister was telling me of his preaching from that text, and his little boy, 10 years old, who heard the sermon after they came home, said, Pop, when you were talking about the Lord casting sin into the sea, you ought to have told him that the sin was heavy like stones, and that it would drop out of sight, or they might think it would...